Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from the Lord our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Okay, I'm done. Do I really need to say any more? No. You should be so lucky. You know, as I was putting this together, and it's this whole idea of the peace candle. If you notice on the peace candle, it's the angel's candle. And our first hymn today was on eagle's wings, but as you got into it, the eagle's wings represent the angels being with us. And the angels are with us and are so strong. And the thing that always I get a kick out of with that hymn is that came out of the Roman Catholic Church. Interesting, isn't it? That the first thing they talk about in that hymn is the angels lifting us up. Okay, so we have a situation here that I find very interesting. All right, so as I got into this, I thought, why would we have the first miracle of Cana about the angels? Good question, isn't it? You know, and so as I started thinking about this, you remember the whole story behind this is they ran out of wine. And who they go to is to Jesus's mother, Mary. And can't you hear the wine stirrer goes, because you got a wedding that lasts, what, 3 days, 4 days, a week? Who knows? You know, we ran out of wine. Oh, no. What do you want me to do about it? It's not like go down to the 7-Eleven and buy 3 cases of wine, you know, or that kind of thing. And so she goes up to Jesus. And she says, look, we're out of wine. Will you do some things and make wine? And what does Jesus say to her? Woman, it is not yet my time. Does he do it? He's a good boy, isn't he? Mama asked, so he did it. But now here's the rest of the story on this. When you hear the rest of the story, they held water in these big ceramic pots, okay, that they use for baptisms in the Jewish religion. So when Jesus made that water in the wine, he took the water that had been drawn for baptism and turned it in to wine. Now stop and think about that. Is that heavily theological? Very theological. But that still doesn't answer the question about the angels. All right. We know that Jesus is the Son of God and does the Father's will. Now, let's go jump to the crucifixion. On the day of the resurrection, Mary walks in. Who's sitting there? Two angels, dressed in white, remember? And they said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? So, when this wine is water is turned into wine, we are seeing that prophecy fulfilled at the end of his life, the living among the dead, because it's the water of life that is created. It's an interesting way of looking at it. Is it there? Yeah. But it's just like Paul Harvey said one time, you got to know the rest of the story to sort of understand it. Now, the other thing is I find very interesting about this, and this is the judgment. I'm down on the bottom of the gospel reading, and this is the last one, John 3:19a. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world. Now, you know, I'm really big on Law and Gospel, aren't I? Is that statement law or is it gospel? No, answer the question. It's gospel. So the thing is, if judgment has to do with gospel, that sort of looks something big, doesn't it? What are we surrounded by all the time? Angels. Yeah. Huh? And what? Now, not everybody lives in Florida. But we turn our lives over to the Lord. Are we surrounded by angels? Oh, yeah. Gene, you always wear that, but isn't that an angel, too, that's in that? Or is that just Jesus? That's just the head of Jesus. You have one that you wear that's got angels in it, too. I've seen that. Why are the angels so important? God's messengers. That's what the word angel actually means, is messenger. The other thing is apostle in Greek means messenger. Pardon? Apostle in Greek means messenger. So when we start to look, what is that message that's being brought to us through the angels? Jesus came into the world. And then when we look at this, here's John 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, today is the day of peace, isn't it? What is peace? Well, every day, but what does peace mean? Well, true. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. Huh? Calmness, serenity, tranquility. I'm using all these big Latin words, aren't I? Say it again. Pax. Pax. Pax is a true pronunciation. All right. So when we start looking at this, we come into what is in Philippians 4. Pastor, would you like to, and may the peace? Right. Now, here's the thing. May the peace of the Lord. In some of the original Greek manuscripts. Now, here's the thing. Many of you have been in Bible study, have seen my worn-out Greek Bible. Okay, it's fallen apart. But in some of the other ones, there's the word human in there. All right, now, you know, keep your hearts in mind. It's the peace that is brought to us, to human beings, the peace of the Lord, that is that gift. So is peace important? Now stop and think. We just had all of the Advent candles. What's the last one before we have Christ? Peace puts a new version, I think, on how strong the word is, how important the concept of peace is. May the peace of the Lord, which passes all human understanding, is what it is in some of the Greek manuscripts, which passes all human understanding. Can we understand the peace that we get from God? But we can enjoy it, can't we? I think one of the things about Christianity is we try to overthink it. You know, one of the things, when Jesus is talking about, let the little ones come to me, for to such of these is the kingdom of heaven. That's what this is. Right? Okay. So why did Jesus say that? Let the little ones come to me. They trust. Are we the little ones that come to him? Yes. Because compared to him, are we adults? No, we're children at the master's knee, aren't we? We're that little kid right there. But boy, wouldn't that be something neat to be able to be with Jesus that way, where you can look up and see the light of his countenance on you? We will. What a glorious day that will be. But you know, I look at this kind of thing, and may the peace of the Lord, which passes all human understanding. Because you know, you hear me say it that way quite often, because that's in some of the other Greek texts. Which passes all human understanding. If we try and rationalize everything, can we do it? No. You know, when you talk about miracles, can we create miracles? Well, some people have that power of miraculous things, whether it's healing or whatever. I don't. But I can feel that power going through me sometimes. So when I get, and we talk about peace, and I get that peace into me, it's a feeling I can't generate, because it's a peace that comes from outside to me. Or it comes from the Holy Spirit inside of me. Do I have power over that peace? Or is it a gift from God? It's a gift from God. So today, when we have that final candle of peace, that the angels bring to us the joy of salvation and share it with us and cover us in the healing grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which passes all human understanding, done. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You know, I've been watching the clock because I'm in 15 minutes already, but Sarah brought up shalom. In the Abrahamic religions, okay, remember, Jerusalem, the city of peace. Okay? You know, when you say salam aleichem in Arabic, may peace be upon you. Okay? The greeting for both coming and going in Hebrew is shalom, peace. All right, so when we look at that, of all the things, we know love is important. But what is also important? Peace. And now, since I was in my clothing, boy. But may the peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep your hearts and mind on Christ Jesus. Amen.